The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, so again, welcome to you all. Lovely to be here and to have this opportunity to practice. It is such a rare and precious thing to have this opportunity to practice. It's said that it is extremely rare to have a human birth, and it is rarer still to take human birth and then to hear the Dharma. And it's rarer still to hear the Dharma and have the inclination to practice. And then it's even rarer to have all of that and then have the opportunity to actually put the teachings into practice in our own lives. We have this precious opportunity to fundamentally change the course of our lives away from these patterns of confusion and craving and attachment and all the sources of unhappiness in our lives, and towards the true peace and happiness that lies beyond conditions, that isn't dependent upon things being any particular way. Well, perhaps you can take a moment to reflect on some of what brings you to the practice. For many of us, it's difficulty, it's suffering of some kind in life. And no matter how long you've been practicing, there are fruits along the way that we can taste, these glimpses of deeper kinds of well-being, deeper kinds of happiness that are born of wholesome states like metta, like wisdom, like compassion. And remember, before meeting the practice, how there were fewer tools to really understand and meet stress and suffering in a skillful way, and have that be an opportunity for a learning about the way to true happiness. So this is such a precious opportunity. In every single moment, we have this opportunity to recognize, either on the one hand, how the mind is participating in creating difficulty or struggle or resistance, or being in conflict with the way things are, being in conflict with reality, or recognizing the wholesome qualities that are there, that are present, like patience, like kindness, like equanimity and wisdom. So every moment, now that we have found our way to this practice, to this path, every single moment of our lives is now an opportunity for practice and an opportunity for cultivating the sources of true and lasting happiness that far exceed the pleasures of the world, the pleasures of gratifying our usual desires and cravings. And we can also appreciate that the Buddha taught for 45 years of his life after achieving awakening. He taught for 45 years wandering around the area that's now northern India, dedicating his life out of this wish for the happiness of others and this compassion for the suffering of others, dedicating his life to disseminating the understanding that he arrived at that leads to lasting peace and happiness, that is a true refuge that is beyond the changing conditions of the world. So in just as he taught out of his goodwill, out of his compassion, perhaps you can recognize your own intention to come to the practice is rooted in your own goodwill for yourself, your wish for your own true happiness. This intention is a very precious and wholesome thing in and of itself. Even in those times when it feels like we're not practicing well or things are not going how we'd like them to, we can always delight in and appreciate the goodness of our intention to practice, the goodness of our wish to cultivate true well-being, true happiness, not just reaching for the nearest sense pleasure, but finding and cultivating those sources of a deeper kind of inner well-being. And so let's begin a period of formal practice. If you haven't already, just allow yourself to settle into a posture that is comfortable and relaxed, and that supports a sense of wakefulness and alertness. And beginning just with a simple recognition of how it is to be here right now. Just noticing the sensations of the body, sitting or standing or lying down. Noticing the rise and fall of the breath. Noticing the state of mind or mood. Perhaps thoughts from the day. Just allowing all of your experience to be here just as it is. Allowing it to come and go just as it naturally does. No need to fix or get rid of any unpleasant experiences. No need to strain to try to create pleasant experiences. Settling back with this simple kindness of allowing ourselves to be just as we are. And inclining our minds, our hearts, towards that which is truly beneficial, that which supports true well-being. One of these most beneficial qualities is kindness or well-wishing or goodwill. Just connecting with the wish that you have true happiness. Connecting with this intention that brings us to the practice. Appreciate the goodness of this wish for your own true well-being. This is already a cause for delight, for gladness. Allowing this simple wish for well-being, this wish for happiness and peace, allowing this feeling to suffuse the body, breathing goodwill throughout the body. I'll offer some phrases. If they're helpful for you, you're welcome to repeat them in your own time. Or you can just stay with this felt sense, this feeling of well-wishing, of friendliness, of kindness. May I be truly happy. May I be peaceful. May I have a true refuge. May I live with ease. Not looking for anything strong, but just connecting with the feeling, the simple feeling of kindness or friendliness or well-wishing in the body, allowing it to expand, allowing it to nourish you. May I be truly happy. May I be peaceful. May I have true refuge. May I live with ease. Allowing this wholesome and nourishing feeling of kindness to again suffuse the body. Spreading this metta throughout the body with each and every breath. Perhaps even feeling an inner smile in the heart. And allowing this field of metta to extend out even beyond the body, feeling this goodwill, this wish for true happiness and well-being, allowing this to radiate outward. To those in your neighborhood, all of the people, the animals, the creatures in your immediate surroundings, in your home, in your neighborhood, around wherever you are, beings of all sizes. Those in the air, those on the ground, those in the earth, recognizing that all beings wish for their own happiness, well-being, and safety, and wishing for them. May you be truly happy. May you be peaceful. May you have true refuge. May you live with ease. And again, widening this field of metta to include the wider geographical region, wherever you are. Out for hundreds of miles, just letting this metta, this wish for well-being, include all beings in this further field. Again, all people, all animals, all creatures, large and small. Whether on the earth, living in the sky, or those within, below the earth. May you be truly happy. May you be peaceful. May you have true refuge. May you live with ease. And staying just simply with the feeling in the body of this well-wishing and allowing it just to flow and radiate outward. More of an embodied sense than an imagination, but as you are radiating this metta outward, allow whatever images or senses of other beings, allowing whatever comes to mind, wishing for the happiness of this being. And again, widening the circle, the field of our well-wishing to include all beings everywhere on the earth. All people, all animals, all creatures, beings of all kinds, whether near or far, large or small, those seen and those unseen. Radiating out this wish for happiness, for well-being. And staying with this feeling of well-wishing in the body. As you sense the radiating of the sending of this wish out to all beings. And as, again, as images of other beings come to mind and you wish them well, remember to stay with the feeling of well-wishing in the body. May you be truly happy. May you be peaceful. May you have true refuge. May you live with ease. And in your own time, in your own way, continuing with this cultivation of metta, remembering to keep coming back to the felt sense of this wish for well-being and happiness. The felt sense in the body. And whether it feels most appropriate for you to stay with metta for self or continue with the radiating metta outwards in all directions. Metta for all beings, everywhere on the earth. And repeating the phrases as they are helpful to connect with the feeling. May you be truly happy. May you be peaceful. May you have true refuge. May you live with ease. Or perhaps it feels most supportive to just quietly stay with the felt sense of this kindness and friendliness in the body. So we'll practice in silence together, and I'll ring a bell shortly. Thank you all very much for your practice.